Dominique.
What's going on, Tom, Steve, and Jay? How y'all doing this Wednesday morning?
All right, Dominique. Junior Jesse Jackson has taken medical leave of absence and no explanation as to what's wrong. Junior Jesse is the congressman that represents Sybil's district.
In Chicago, the South Side.
He's been under a lot of stress, and he's tired.
Exhaustion.
And the only thing they said was he left on July 10th. We don't know when he's coming back.
In June, yeah.
June 10th. Yeah, exhausted.
Exhausted senator.
Congressman, yes.
Congressman, what is he exhausted from? All they do is eat and meet and greet and talk to lobbyists all day. You can't get that tired. At least Ray J and them do get high, so you can understand how they needed. Ray J and Rihanna needed help. I smell another allegation coming down. When I said Jesse Jackson, he just left. When you coming back? I don't know. I'll be back. I said he had to leave to get his fight weight up. He said, when this allegation hit the press, they going to escort me out anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and get a head start. He left like he was about to flee the country.
Yeah.
I said, Junior, what you done got yourself into that you had to leave work? He ain't even clean his office out. He told them, y'all can throw all that away. I got to roll out. I'm not staying here. They asked his father about it. They asked Big Jesse about it. He act like he played possum. He what? Huh? I didn't know anything about, I'm going to have to call him. I said, he exhausted from a cover-up. We'll find out in a few months what happened to Junior.
Oh.
He just leave his job just because exhausted.
Hey, he could be tired.
Come on, Sim. Ain't he in Sim's district? You know Sim's district a little devilish sometimes. So it could be a number of things, Tom.
So
exhausted from sitting at the desk reading paperwork. Come on.
There's plenty of guys out there right now make $9 an hour. Should be exhausted.
He exhausted. He may be a little tired, but he exhausted.
Exhausted?
You got to give another excuse than that. Tell him they told me I got 6 months to live or something. I'm exhausted.
Oh, my gosh.
You know they gave me 6 months. What's wrong? I don't know. That's why I'm taking off. They're going to run some tests. They just said I got 6 months, so I'm going to do it big. And then, y'all talk about me real nice. But not exhaustion. Exhaustion? Sitting there, when he used to cheat, he wasn't exhausted. He had energy for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Where that energy go, Sid?
With that
district?
White woman?
Dominique, really?
What happened with that, Sid?
Dominique.
And then when he was covering up for, what's his name, Risky Business, Bogoyevich? He wasn't exhausted then. When he was coming up with Risky Business, they exhausted. Oh, I wore out. I'm so tired. Come on, Junior, tell the truth. That's all we ask. You ain't no exhausted sitting around there eating, whining and dining at the best restaurants, drinking wine, talking about nothing. You're not exhausted. Around there, they ain't around there doing nothing. He exhausted.
How's 50 Cent doing, Sid?
50 is out of the hospital and was involved in an automobile accident and still in serious condition for somebody who's been released.
He was hit by a Mack truck in his bulletproof SUV.
Oh, God.
The truck driver said he lost control because his load was shifted.
Yeah.
And he was on the Long Island Expressway.
50 Cent must got that Green Mile syndrome. Anything can happen to him, and he just keep on living. I said, 50 Cent, I said, good. Every time you hear a story about him, it's always he almost died. I said, he going to wear his angels out. I said, his angels going to be like, we keep stepping in to save him. His house didn't burn. Now he didn't went to hospital from food poisoning. Most people boo-boo 5 times and take care of that. He had to be hospitalized. Then he got this undisclosed surgery he had to have. I said, he better be glad Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, not his angel, because he would have gave up by now. I said, he had a fight with his best friend forever, Floyd Mayweather, before he went to jail. He got to change his path. He got to put some good karma out there. I don't know. Do something different. Settle down. Get married. Do something else. Because everything happened to him to the extreme, Tom. Right? He can get a paper cut. His finger not going to bleed. He going to chop his whole hand off.
Paper
I said, he eating food, Paul. He's supposed to be eating the best food. I said, 50 Cent need to go to church. He need to be a pastor. It's time to make a change.
When you were on last, you called it, Dominique. You said, when we were talking about the funeral services for Rodney King. Well, they may not have the funeral services this weekend because Rodney King, people don't have the money to bury him, and they're doing a fundraiser to try to bury him. And you said,
That's
an invitation to go see Rodney King's funeral?
And he might not even make. He's sitting in the funeral home hoping they put him in the hearse and drive him over there. I know he said, golly. They ain't mad at the girlfriend. I bet they calling that. You think you can fry a cup of chicken breath? Because he said you can fry chicken so we can get him in the trying to be mean to people. They can't even put him in the ground. Ain't nobody invited. Y'all better not show up there and be a picture. Well, where the body? It ain't making. It's at the funeral home. They holding him till we give him the balance. I told you, and he had no money to get buried. They sitting up here acting ugly. They should have, can't we all just get along? And then that would have worked it out, and people would have said, well, he go a little change. The girlfriend might have had a hookup. Who gave him a couple of dollars to add on to the balance. They don't like her no more. Now they all sitting over there saying, well, should we call Cynthia? I'm going to call. I know she upset, but this ain't the time. They trying to switch it up now. This ain't the time to act like that. And I'm going to tell her we was wrong, but we all ready to come together as a family. Rodney King might not be at the funeral. I was going to stop on by now, but since he ain't coming, I ain't going up there.
Dominique, Chris Paul, Huggy Lowdown, and Damon Williams in Columbus, Ohio. Ooh, this weekend.
Columbus will never be the same.
At the Palace Theater. Yeah. It's going down Saturday night.
All right.
That's going to be something. Y'all have a good show.
Okay, thank you, Jack. See y'all Friday.